I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. Glad you could join us once again. I'm back in my office where I ought to be doing these netcasts. It's just so much easier because everything is right here and the lighting is better. And what can you say? Anyway, I want to say, first of all, that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And this is netcast number 185. Dude, 185. That's pretty cool. We're headed for 200. And at 200, we're going to do something really special. I don't know what it is, but we'll figure it out before we get there. Okay? Anyway, we've got some good stuff to share with you this week. And we got some good stuff coming up in the not-too-distant future. The future. Like I know what's going on in the future. Anyway, we're going to have some cool stuff. At least that's the plan. I have a plan. You say, Dr. Bill, you never have a plan. No, I just let these netcasts spontaneously combust and occur as they will. Yes, you know that, I'm sure. Anyway, let's go to the blog, shall we? And that is, of course, the blog that we always go to, and that is drbill.cc, CC standing for Computer Curmudgeon. Okay? The Computer Curmudgeon, that's me. And we're going to look at the blog. The blog this week, we start with something very interesting, and that is that on April the 19th, which is just past as I record this, we had a very special event occur. Yes. At least from the Terminator series point of view, and that is that Skynet was supposed to become self-aware on that date. As a matter of fact, it was April the 19th, 2011, at 2011. Interesting, huh? Anyway, at 2011, on that day, Skynet became self-aware. So, in the blog entry, I said, hello to our cybernetic master. Yes. Hopefully, it really didn't happen. Otherwise, we'll be in big trouble. At any rate, next item, that is Google is transcoding all videos to the WebM format. Behind the scenes, secretly, they are turning all the YouTube videos into WebM. Now, WebM, of course, is their format. I started to say proprietary format, but it's not proprietary. It's open source. They released it to the world, and it is a pretty neat format in that it can do HD video on the web, and it can do it in such a way that the file size is fairly compact, fairly compressed, and it works very well with HTML5, and WebM is pretty cool. I am actually encoding all of my DrBill.tv videos in WebM, as well as the M4V format that I started using some time ago, because, here's the reason, the PowerPress software that Raw Voice Media, who does Blueberry and Tech Podcast, which, of course, we're a proud member of, as I mentioned, that software now supports kind of auto-switching between the M4V stream and the WebM stream if your browser supports WebM. Pretty cool stuff. And so, that Google is transcoding all of their stuff to that. That's pretty neat. Yes, we'll talk a little bit more about some other cloud things because this is all about the cloud in just a moment. But I don't want to get too far off. Next item, iPhone software tracks iPhone users. Whoa. Another reason I'm glad I don't have an iPhone. Yeah, who knows? Maybe they'll come out with a news item before too long that says Android tracks its users. But, you know, in the meantime, I'm going to go with my Droid X and enjoy that. But basically what they said was is that Apple's iPhone software is storing a record of the travels of the iPhone owners on their phones and on the computers used for iPhone synchronization. I got an itch right there behind my ear, so I'll scratch it. A practice that has renewed privacy concerns about mobile location tracking. That's not good. So if you got an iPhone, the man is watching you. Yes, like I said, who knows? They'll probably say the same thing about Droid before too long. But anyway. So, next item, Easter-based email scams. Well, specifically this one Easter-based email scam, and that is, see, spammers, there's my itch again. Spammers are evil.
Evil.
And because they're evil, they do evil things. Evil is as evil does. Yes, to misquote Forrest Gump. The big thing is that these evil spammers have put out cute little emails that say, click on the cute little email and see the animated greeting for Easter. How sweet and innocent could that be? Right, well, you click on it, and guess what you get? You get exposed to a password-stealing malware variant of the PWS ZBot malware. So you're looking for cute little Easter bunnies and weird animations, and what do you get? You get malware. That's what you get. So don't click on email stuff, whether it's a link, whether it's an attachment, whatever. Just don't do it. Immediate delete. Immediate delete. Immediate delete. Yes. You should have good spam filters anyway. And all this stuff that comes in is spam. I don't care if it's from your very best friend that says, look at the cute Easter bunny. No. Just don't do it. Now we'll get to the cloud problems that have been occurring. Amazon has cloud woes, according to my headline in the blog. Basically, they had issues with their cloud platform for about 2 full days. Now, it impacted a whole lot of other companies because these companies use Amazon's cloud services. Now, I mentioned Google and their WebM and YouTube. Imagine if all of that storage of your videos was affected. Well, that's Google, of course. But it's still in the cloud. It's still out there. You post your videos up into the cloud, and there they are, floating around in the cloud. Well, it's the same thing with Amazon. You post your video files, for instance, if you're using their cloud video service, or maybe music files if you're using their cloud drive service or whatever. You post them up there, and then it just goes out, and you're without your files. Now, it has been pointed out, and I agree with this, that if you store your files on a local hard drive, even a local network attached storage, NAS, or something else, something could go wrong there as well. And if it did, you'd still not have access to it. So, okay, but there's something about it being out there in the cloud and being kind of helpless. I mean, there's nothing, you know, if I had a local issue with a drive, I could fix it. I could just say, okay, I'm sitting down here, I'm taking the time to fix my problem. But when it's in the cloud and it's some provider like Amazon, that means they're on it, they're working on it, but you're sitting there going, what am I going to do? I can't get to my files. And you just feel frustrated. Now, let me say this. I am a proponent of cloud computing. Yes. As a matter of fact, we have Gertzine, the magazine, online magazine of virtual computing and cloud computing. So, obviously, I have a soft spot in my heart, metaphorically speaking, not actually speaking, because my heart is fine and it's strong and pumping blood and has no soft spots. How do we come up with these metaphorical things anyway? Have you ever thought about that? Why do we say things like that? I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is, I do appreciate cloud computing. Boy, did I digress off of that point. The bottom line is that I do promote it, and I do talk about it, and we'll probably talk about it on VertZine as well. But the thing is that you still have to allow them to fix it, and you just have to sit there in the meantime and twiddle your thumbs. Thumb twiddling. A lost art. I don't know why I say certain things. It's just one of those things. Anyway, Marvel has released a new video. Speaking of the old YouTube, Marvel has a video that, you remember the video that came out, I think it was during the Super Bowl, when they had all the Super Bowl commercials, and they did the Super Bowl commercial of the little Darth Vader guy, little kid, dressed as Darth Vader. He was going through his house, and he was trying to force, you know, use the force on things, and it wasn't working. And at the very end, he uses the force on his dad's car, and the car starts. And you go, dude, because his dad was in there pushing the button, making the car start with the button. It was a cute little commercial. Well, Marvel has a new movie coming out, Thor. And so they thought, hey, what if we had a little Thor kid? And he goes through the house and he does all the same things that the little Darth Vader kid did. You know, waving his hammer at different things and nothing happens. And then he goes out, bypasses his dad, takes his hammer out to his dad's car and waves his hammer at the car. And a giant lightning bolt hits the car and blows it up. It's pretty cool. So I've got a video link to the old YouTube right there on the blog. You can go to drbill.cc and just watch it there, because I have embedded it through the magic of WordPress and Viper's quick video tags. It's embedded. Yes. More information than you wanted to know, huh? Whoa! Yes, that drum roll tells us it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. What would we do without that drum roll? We would probably not be quite as nervous. Anyway. So, it is telling us that the Geek Software of the Week this week is very unusual. And that is because it is not a separate utility that you have to download. It's actually built into the Windows operating system. And by that I mean Windows 7, not XP. No. If you're still on XP, why? Move on. Windows 7. I mean, they're already talking about Windows 8. I mean, you're going to feel really, really embarrassed sitting there on Windows XP and everybody's talking Windows 8 and you're going like, man, I haven't even moved to Windows 7 yet. What's up with that? You guys are geeks. I know you're geeks. I know you are because you watch The Doctor. So move on to Windows 7. It's actually quite good. Anyway. Windows 7 has a built-in secret feature. Secret feature. And that is Windows Easy Transfer. Now, a lot of people have asked me about this over the years. How do I transfer all my personal stuff to my computer? If I'm going to upgrade my computer, or get a new computer, I got to rebuild my computer. I mean, there's all kinds of scenarios where you might have to do that. And so you want to keep all your stuff, all your personal stuff, your profile. And, of course, there's a lot of ways to do it. And you can have a long list of things that you can check on. Typically, I remember to do everything except the bookmarks in the web browsers. As those who I have rebuilt systems to can attest, I sometimes, most of the time, forget those bookmarks because I'm not a big bookmark guy. I don't keep a whole lot of bookmarks. I remember where things are because of my lightning fast mind. Aha! Yes. Well, okay. So, I do use the bookmark bar. Yes, I have all kinds of stuff across my bookmark bar. Maybe it's just that I don't use a lot of bookmarks because I don't do a lot of things. I just do a few. Anyway, so I do tend to forget bookmarks. Well, Windows Easy Transfer won't forget your bookmarks. At least if it's in Internet Explorer. I don't know if they support other, browsers. For instance, with Chrome, and with Mozilla, Firefox, and Opera. All of those bookmarks can be saved to a file and you can import them back in. So do that, just in case. But Windows Easy Transfer takes care of all your Windowsy issues with profiles. So, now, if you go looking for it, you won't find it very easily within Windows, even though it's there already and it's free. So that's what the Windows search line bar thing is for. Let me show you. I'll do this while I'm talking to you. You click on the old start thing, the little Windows symbol logo thing down in the lower left-hand corner. Yes. And you will see a search programs and files box right above it with a little magnifying glass doohickey. So that's where you type Windows Easy Transfer. And voila, as they say in France, France, whatever. We're from France. That was the Coneheads. Anyway, so that's how you can find Windows Easy Transfer. And there's also a link in the blog to the Microsoft page that describes Windows Easy Transfer and all the magical things it can do. So that's our Geek Software of the Week. Pretty cool stuff. So anyway, that's pretty much it for this netcast. Like I said, we got stuff planned, though, coming up. New cool stuff. Plus, I'm planning on doing more work on the office and mainly behind me here. You know, there's good old Tux. He's been here this whole time. All the time that I've been doing the show from the living room, he's been sitting in here going, why is he going in there? Why can't he do it in here? Anyway, actually, my wife's been answering that question. So, that's another reason I'm doing it in here. Plus, the lighting's better. So, there you go. So, until next time, the doctor is out of here.